Hi, this is Pam Raglan, and I want to welcome you to a unique series of calls called AskPamRaglan.com. This is a unique blend of my own intuition, my deep knowledge about human behavior, and the information and measures that I've been doing since 2003 that have led me to a lot of innovative discoveries about the law of attraction and personal development. What I'm doing with clients and individuals like yourself is I'm answering your questions about not just general stuff, but what's really in your way. What's the number one biggest, deepest thing that's in your way that may otherwise take you decades or your entire lifetime to identify that I can uncover usually for people in just a matter of minutes, so that then you can have some choices about what you want to do moving forward in your life so you can get rid of what's actually in your way. And I'll give you various options on that, including the option of thought shifting, which is what I do for people to help you clear dramatic chunks of past baggage and negativity from your life, or even quantum thought shifting, which gets rid of the whole entire thing and does a lot of other things too, like rebalancing your body and just a ton of other stuff that helps with things like addictions, ADD, eating disorders, obsessive compulsive disorder, or what some people call OCD, and on and on and on. So I want to invite you to listen in on this series of calls, and I would love to hear from you if you'd like to ask your own question. You can go to www.askpamraglan.com. That's www, and the word ask, A-S-K, and then my name, Pam Ragland, PamRaglan.com. So listen in now as I start the call, and you can be like a fly on the wall listening to me working with people, and throughout this process you'll learn a lot more about what gets in our way and what you can do about it. Thanks for joining me.
Greetings. Okay. All right. I know I didn't give you guys a lot of notice about this call like I normally do, and it's kind of a change date, but I was losing my voice last week. And actually, as I was listening to the news today and hearing about all the May Day rallies, I don't want to call them celebrations, but all the May Day stuff going on, I thought it was actually kind of appropriate to have the call on this day, because it's really about the planet shifting, and that's really what I'm all about. So anyhow, glad to have you. Let me give you an idea of how this call is going to work, and those of you that have sat in with me before kind of know the deal. But basically what happens is I'm going to explain to you a little bit about what it is that I do, what I have to offer, that kind of thing, why change is so hard, basically the stuff that I've discovered about it. And then I'm going to go through and answer some of your questions. I'll pick up the questions. And I try to pick people that are on the call, so if you've entered your phone number or things like that, then I look for that. If you're in the chat, you'll need to let me know it's your question. And I do go and take a look and see if you actually are someone who's called in. And I look, I can see the different phone numbers as long as it's not blocked. So I'll take a look for that and see if you're on the call. And then, if you are, then I can unmute you and let you ask if you have any more questions that you want to ask. I haven't been able to do that for a while, so sometimes people's numbers are blocked or they're not always on or things like that. But I get a lot of questions. I've probably had about 500 today, even though we sent the email out kind of late. So I go through and I pick just kind of what sort of comes to me, and unfortunately I don't get to all of them. Although soon I will have a way that if you want a guaranteed answer to your question, you can actually sign up to get a time with me to do that if you'd like. If your question's passing by or you have one more information or things like that. But anyway, we'll set that aside. So that's what I do. And then at the end, I'll do healing. We do have kind of a hard deadline at the end. Usually this call goes for about an hour and a half. And I try to answer as many of your questions as I can in that period of time. Oh, and then typically I'll have some kind of divine information that gets brought forth, and I never really know what it's going to be about. But I do have a sense that there will be something like that going on today. And just kind of a little bit of information for you. It depends on the day, what it is, and I usually don't even remember what it is. I have to kind of go back and listen to know what it is. So I'm sort of like a spiritual jack of all trades. So there's a lot of different things that I do, much to my surprise. But anyway, so let me get started and let you know that basically what I do is I specialize in help I've been doing for a really long time, since about 1985. Although way back then I didn't really realize what I was doing, if that was part of my purpose, or real I do. So now that I'm sitting here, let me tell you a little bit about what I know, a little bit about me, so you kind of just know who it is. Then I will go into answering some of your questions, and I see that. And I've been answering the last couple of times. I've been actually working on getting my thought shifting level one next live program up and running. There's a lot of changes that are being made to that because I'm gearing up to do level one as a home study. And so I'll talk a little bit about that when I mention more about what that is, because some of you have no idea what that is. But I've kind of really been working badly on that. Once I get that done, I'm going to start, besides on these calls, I'll be answering your questions in some other ways too. I may answer it, let's say maybe do a video or just a post or whatever on my blog. I may put it on my Facebook page. And what we usually do is we contact you and let you know that your question has been answered. Especially when I start putting out in all those different ways. But if you guys aren't, I guess I should probably put that in the email, huh, if you're not. If you haven't liked my Facebook page, that's a place that you can go that I'm starting to use more to answer some of your questions and also on my blog. So just to let you know, there's more opportunities. Okay, great. So as I said, I'm Pam Bergman, and my role here on this planet is actually to be the leader in removing all this negativity from the planet. It's kind of a big job, but luckily for me, it's being broken down into some manageable, not so bite-sized pieces. And the first part of that is really helping people change, learn how to change quickly and effortlessly. So that's what I specialize in, been doing that for a long time. And I'm going to go through some of the reasons why change is typically so hard, and just kind of as an introduction to you. And I have, some of you may have listened to me talk about this before. I say sometimes the same, you know, same thing, sometimes different things. Some of you may have read some of this information already on some of my websites or blogs, but I like to make sure that we're all level set, because by the time I get to answering your questions, you'll basically need to know sort of the foundation in order for it to make sense. So what happened with me was I was transforming companies. I'm kind of an accidental healer. And back about 2000, I had gotten my second major illness in 4 years after being at my company for 6 years. And the first one was cancer. It didn't really slow me down. So 4 years later, I got pneumonia that wouldn't respond to three different kinds of antibiotics. And I said, okay, Pam, get a clue. You're doing something wrong. I couldn't travel for 3 months. All I did was travel back then, Monday through Friday. Sometimes I was in, you know, a different city every night and working basically 80 hours a week. And obviously, that took a toll on my body. And I wasn't really very happy. I wasn't connected to home. I really, really wanted to be home. So I believe I manifested everything in a way so that I could do that. And I sat down one day and I said, okay, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of working 80 hours a week. I want a job where I work 4 days a week and make at least as much money as I was making before, which was six figures, and I have absolutely no idea what I'm going to do. And back then, I had no kids, and my husband had left me, so I was, for all intents and purposes, single. However, on the start of a divorce battle that would go on for the next 5 years. But I really, you know, I was really ready for a change. And some of you that are listening now, you're in that place. You're in that place where, you know what, you're just tired of it. You want to do something different. You are sick and tired of things being the way they are. And, you know, that's really where I was. And I've been in that place multiple times in my life, and I've been in that place since then. But that's kind of what propelled me into this. And I went in as one of the first coaches because I realized when I was transforming companies, that's what I did. I was coaching. And I asked myself, what makes me unique? And this was back in 2000, and it was still new. And I realized that what made me unique was that I help people change quickly and effortlessly. So when I transformed big, like Fortune 100 companies, many companies you would have heard of, the reason that I was able to do it so quickly and with less fallout and not so painful to the employees was because I really get people and how to help people change. And that's just kind of what I've noticed. I noticed that nobody else was really paying attention to that. And so I said helping people change quickly and effortlessly. But I had come across this machine that was supposed to remove negative conditioning. And there was somewhere along the way, as I was working with my clients, I would literally hear negative thoughts in the, my client's head running over and over and over again. And it just felt like painful to try to get those out. I literally felt like I was pulling teeth. So I stopped and asked myself, really, again, what my focus was, which is helping people change quickly and effortlessly. And I ran across this machine that was supposed to remove that negative stuff. So I was all over it. I spent at least $20,000 on that thing, and the training was more than that, probably $30,000 by the time I was done. But The thing about that machine was that not that it helped me do what I do now, but that it was my training wheels. It gave me the idea that it was possible to send people's way. So for that, I'll be forever grateful, even though it's the most right now. So what happened is I started doing that, and I began doing things that nobody else could do. I was working remotely with the machine, removing negativity remotely, and you were supposed to hold it in your hands and things like that. And then one day I said, well, you know, how do I know how much this is really helping my clients? And I heard literally and really divinely measure negativity. So I was like, okay. So I started measuring negativity. And as I did that, I started being really shocked at what I found. And what I found was the average adult has 97.4% of all your thoughts in your way. So let me just define for you what negativity is for a second. If you imagine a battery, and there's a plus side and there's a minus side, what happens is the plus side are all the things that help us effortlessly create our life the way that we're meant to. The minus side are all the things that get in the way with that. That's resistance. So 97.4% of all your thoughts on average are resistance. They're getting in your way. And I was like, oh my gosh, no wonder it's so hard for people to change. And then I started measuring what's in your subconscious. The subconscious is what effortlessly creates for you. It literally goes out and attracts your life for you with this thing called a reticular activating system. So as I measured what was in your subconscious, what I found is that 96.4% of what was in your subconscious was negativity and it was in your way. And I was like, wow. Okay, so not only do we have all the stuff that's in our way, but almost all of it's hidden to us because your subconscious is where you have all your automatic habits. It's where you learn how to brush your hair and brush your teeth and sit in a chair and drive your car and do your job. All those automatic habits that you want to have all day long that you don't really want to have to think about. And what's happened is we've also automatically learned how to get in our own way. And a lot of it, what I found, came in really early. And, you know, at first I was told that the psychological research said that about half of what got in your way was there by the time you were 5, and I was like, you know what, I think it's higher. And so I started measuring. And what I found was 61% of all your lifetime thoughts are there by the time you're 5. So 2/3 almost. And more than 1/3 of those are already negative by the time you're 5. Now, to give you an idea of how big this breadbasket is, that means that that's more than 1 million negative thoughts already by the time you're 5. So what I want to, you know, to say to you is that a lot of the systems that are out there that are trying to help you change, they either don't even recognize those negative thoughts. If they do recognize them, they're not very good at getting to the root cause of it. Most of them are working on things that are way later on. But what I found is so much of it comes in really early, really, really early, that if you're not getting to that early issue and that early energy, you're not able to get rid of as much. And I was given this analogy of a target. So if you imagine a target, and it's like what happens is we're working around the outer rings of the target, but we need to be going right to the center, right to the middle, and right to the bullseye. And in that space, it's really small and it's low effort. So what I've been able to do is discover a way to help get rid of your stuff that's much quicker and much more effortless and much painless to you. I'll tell you about that in a second. So I was like, okay, so we have all the stuff that's in our way. It's coming in really early. Now I know for sure. Now I'm measuring it, and now I have a number. And by the time you're 18, you have 3.5 million negative thoughts in your head. And not to get too confusing, but those are actually thought clusters. They're not even a thought. So if you imagine, a thought is comprised of several pieces, okay? It's the thought that you have in your head that you consciously recognize. Then it's the emotion that goes along with it, that yucky feeling that you have, that knot in your stomach, that tightness in your chest or your shoulder or your neck or your back or whatever it is. That's literally negativity that's physically stored in your body. And what happens is once you learn it and it becomes automatic, then this chain forms this thing called a neural pathway. And that's how it's stored in your brain, and it's repeated over and over. So you're literally on autopilot negativity the majority of the day, almost exclusively. And, you know, I tell people that if your husband or your wife or whatever, your spouse or significant other, friend, whatever, says to you that you do something and you think you don't, you probably do. Because so much of what happens is just automatic, and it's really in our way. And, you know, there's like some funny jokes about this. Like, I remember, I'll tell you kind of one idea of how this sort of gets passed on. But, you know, the bottom line of how it gets passed on is that we have parents who are operating on this hidden negativity, who pass it down to their kids, who pass it down to their kids, and we're beginning to be more and more and more unconscious. So literally that is what's happening because of all that stuff that's in the subconscious. When people talk about we want to be conscious, we want to be conscious, what they don't realize is that conscious is to clear all that stuff out. It's impossible to be conscious while the hidden negativity is running the show. There's kind of a story that some of you may have heard, but there's this lady and she puts this ham in the oven and she cuts it in half. And someone says, why do you cut the ham in half? And she goes, I don't know. My mom always did it. So you go to her mom and say, hey, mom, you know, how come you cut the ham in half? And she's like, I don't know. My mom always did it. So they go to the grandma and say, hey, grandma, how come you cut the ham in half? And she said, because way back then it wouldn't fit in our wood stove. Okay? So that's an idea of how ideas that we get or habits that we have or sometimes limiting beliefs, very often limiting beliefs that we get, are passed down from generation to generation, and we don't really even realize they're there. And, you know, I have a money CD that talks about money, but there is a lot of things I talk about on there because we've got a lot of negative conditioning around money, around not being in our power, around giving up our power, around giving up our energy, around how we treat our children, around how we treat our pets, around how we live our life, about how we have to work hard to make money. You name it, we are trapped. And so my job on this planet is to help untrap you. And so hopefully if you're sitting here listening, that's a part of what you're interested in having happen. So I discovered all this negativity. I realized that it was what was really running the show. And I said, oh my gosh. No wonder change is so hard, because imagine this. What happens is it takes 26 days in your brain, once that negativity is in there, to overwrite that negativity, okay? And so to overwrite that neural pathway and putting you in its place. That's why a lot of systems tell you that you need to repeat something for 30 days, okay? But still, if you work one by one by one, what happens is even if you only had 3 million instead of the 3.5 million, it would take you 2,136 days to get rid of all that negativity if you focused on 100 a day. So what's happening is once I figured that out, I realized it was just a numbers game. Now what's happening is we just have too much stuff to be able to get rid of it in the traditional way. So way back when, 2003, I started measuring the negativity. I'm working with this machine. I'm measuring my clients. I'm realizing that I need to get rid of, like, in 5 minutes, stuff that's taking other people 3 years. But I had this thing where I couldn't raise my own prices to what everybody else was charging on that machine. Now, I had other clients who were just coaching clients who weren't getting any negativity removed, so for all intents and purposes, wasn't even as good a service. But they were paying me more money, so I thought, what in the heck is my deal? And as I got underneath the covers of it, what I realized is that I felt guilty, because why would people pay me to do something in 5 minutes that took other people 3 years? It would be like it wasn't worth the effort, right? And I realized that was just negativity. You know, on all my letterhead, it said what? Helping people change quickly and effortlessly. So I literally got rid of that piece of negativity, and that night in my journal, I received finally this program, this recipe for how to literally erase lifetimes of negativity. And that recipe, which I keep as a trade secret, is called quantum thought shifting. Okay? So it was only by getting rid of my own negativity I was able to receive it, because I wouldn't be able to do something for you that was quick and effortless and then helping you change along those lines if I had the idea that it wasn't okay. It would never come through me. So I received that recipe. That was back in 2004. And I started testing, practicing, working on my clients, using them as experiments, have my kids as experiments, and things like that. And then I ran my first group doing quantum thought shifting back in 2005. So that's kind of how I got started. And as I've been doing this, now we're in 2012, so this has been 7 years, I've realized that that kind of accelerated change for a lot of people was too much. So I actually split it up into levels, and now I have 4 levels. So the starting place with me to remove anything is level 1, and level 1 still removes 11% of all your negativity. Now, to give you an idea, the average system out there that's removing anything, and most of them are not, is getting rid of about 0.5% over 30 years. So 11% in a day, that's how long it takes, is still huge. So most of what I do is I actually teach you how to live in that space, because the negativity actually comes directly out of your subconscious, so your conscious thoughts get a lot more powerful. So that's what I do. That's what I'm here for. That's what I'm all about. That's what I would like to help you with, if that's something that you're interested in. So Okay, so I think I've covered everything. Oh, the thought shifting level one program. Right now I'm going to be doing another live group event, but I'm phasing out the live groups for level one. I'm going to be going to a home study. I'll still be shifting you behind the scenes. What I do with the shifting is I've made it so effortless, I actually just tell you I'm going to shift you. I have you fill out this assessment, but honestly, that's for you because there's going to be so much change that you undergo because of all the stuff that's hidden that you don't even realize is there. You're going to look at your own assessment and say, oh my gosh, is that me? So I have you fill out this assessment. It's kind of like a baseline so you know where you came from. You can look back at it and be all proud of yourself of where you come from. And you know, when I look at myself and the changes that I've undergone, it's amazing. Like, it's like I'm not even the same person. People that knew me a long time ago, you know, it's funny how people still kind of want to put you in the same box, but I'm just not that person anymore. So, you know, it's kind of interesting to encounter that. And to really see that in my own life and then see that as my own clients change and my kids and the people around me and things like that. So so I have this program that I'm going through right now. It's live. Soon it's going to be home study. So if you want to get in the live one, there's only going to be one or two left. So I'm planning on one, but if for some reason I don't exactly like all the recordings or things like that, I'll do one more. And then it's going out to home study because one of the things I found is that by accident, not only am I helping get rid of things like negative fears and pain and trauma, I'm also helping get rid of addictions and autism. So autism is one of every 88 kids. So I have to find a way to be able to help a lot more people. So I'm taking this thing out to home study for the first level so I can support more people. And some people, they've ended up waiting for me like to start a group and things like that. And I'm a single mom with two kids, and I work 2 days a week to take care of my kids. So I just have to do it so that I can help more people and be as effective. So what I do with you in the live group is I mostly teach you about how powerful you are. And I can't really even ever say it enough. People are surprised when they encounter how powerful they start becoming because when I shift that negativity, it comes right out of your subconscious. So that automatically makes your conscious thoughts more powerful. So level one is about 11% on average, as I said. That makes your conscious thoughts 11% more powerful. So you go from 2.6% of your conscious thoughts running the show to adding an additional 11% to that. That's huge. And people will start creating the wrong thing. They'll create stuff that they don't want. And so I like to avoid any what I call mishaps. So I'd like to give you enough information to really transition into change. The other thing that happens is you become more on purpose, and that's just like a side effect of what I do. So you can't help it, and a lot of people will be like anxious. They're jumping at the bit to move into that transition. So I help you with that as well. So most of what I really do in my programs is I help support you through the change because it is so much and it's so dramatic, and most people really just don't have any idea of what to expect. In fact, my favorite, I work mostly in groups, and it's all remote. And very few privately. Every once in a while, I'll take on a handful of people, you know, like an entire year that I work with privately. And you can go then from level one to level four, or you can start at any level and then complete with me privately. But even the best clients who seem like they really get it, there'll come a time in our working together that they'll say, oh my gosh, I had no idea how powerful my thoughts are. I'm like, exactly. So that's how you're created. That's how you're supposed to be. All this negativity gets in the way and it covers it up. And you know, one of the analogies I'll use is kind of like if you imagine you're like on this hot air balloon. You've got 100 anchors on you, or to be specific to numbers, it's almost 98 anchors, okay? And so with the level one, I'm cutting off 11 of those anchors, but you've still got a whole bunch that are out there. So there's still going to be things weighing you down. It's not, you know, the level one is not the end-all, be-all, cure-all, but it is a huge amount of change, and it's a huge amount of difference compared to anything else that is available out there today. So that's what I do. That's how I help you. So with that, I'm going to go to the questions and start answering some of your questions. So, and what I usually do, as long as you're on the email, is I send you an email letting you know when I'm going to start the next group, okay, so that you can know about that. And if the next group is full, I'll do a wait list maybe for one more group. And then after that, then I have to, you know, at a certain point, I have to move it to the home study because I just have to do it that way. Just what I'm being called to do. And then there are four levels. So level two will be live, and it will move to a home study. Level three and four are typically, level one is 1 month in the program, all remote by since you're on here by phone and video, went and get access to all my back like recordings and stuff like that also. Level 2, it's the same thing. Level 3 is 2 months, and level 4 is actually 6 months. So even though at level 4 you're not removing as much negativity, so to speak, once you remove it all, it's completely not a different process, but a way more transformational process. You get exponentially more powerful recipe. I have been doing a bunch of other stuff, like helping rebalance your physical body and like clearing your chakras, like doing all kinds of stuff like that. Pretty much if there's anything we're doing and I know about it, I'm doing it. Like I said, I'm like a spiritual jack of all trades. So that process is a lot more changed, and I do take the time to kind of walk you through that process. And pretty soon, that's probably the only level you'll be able to work directly with me. Okay, so that's just kind of your questions. Let's see, I picked out one to start with. Okay, so this person doesn't want their name to be known. I know I forgot here. Hang on one sec. Let me open up a document. I always try to keep track of the questions I answer, and then my assistant will let you know. We'll contact you if I've answered your question. Okay, so let's see. This person is from North Carolina, but she wishes her name to be private. So that's okay. We'll do that. All right. So she says, it's been rough since my fiancé and I moved in together. Things were very good before, but he's letting his problems keep him from being the person I fell in love with, and I'm doing my best to be understanding. But most of the time it feels like I have a roommate that could care less that I'm here, and wondering if and when the relationship will be good again. He has anxiety issues. Any insight other than supportive energy would be greatly appreciated. Okay. So I'm going to tell you a couple things about that. I love relationship stuff. Let's see. I use these as like an opportunity to kind of teach you more stuff as I go through these questions. That's why, even though I kind of get, I've done a lot of these calls, I like, you know, all your questions are unique. So let me first start with what happens in a relationship. So there are two sides to a relationship. And what happens is we create with our thoughts, we attract. That's what's called law of attraction. And this is a real law. It actually works. It's, you know, it's in physics. It's called like attracts like. And what happens is you're putting out something and you're attracting someone who's a match to that, okay? So for some reason in this relationship, there's something you want to learn. So I'm going to focus really on you, not on your fiancé, because you were the one that attracted this circumstance. You're the one that attracted him. And then I can talk a little bit about how I may be able to help him also. But so let's start first with you. So what's happened is you have attracted someone who is unavailable. Okay. And I'm going to be speaking on like this divorce summit coming up soon, but even if you're married, it's good to listen in because it's kind of more like prevention if you're married, and I'll send an email out about that. But you've attracted someone who's unavailable, and the question is why. So let me sort of give you the MO. So what I would look back is this is your own negativity. Sorry, when you were 3 years old. Okay. This is what I'm getting. I'm seeing that you had a dad that maybe wasn't there. And you had a mom who wasn't fulfilled. Okay. And what happened is through that process, you didn't learn to emotionally connected to men. I have some typos in my thing, but that's okay. But you really have this deep desire to connect. So on the surface, your conscious self wants to connect with a partner. On the subconscious, you have this idea that you don't know how to do that. In fact, that it's not safe to connect emotionally. So you're going to attract someone who's not emotionally connected. It's going to seem like you changed the deal, but in fact, that's kind of what you ordered up. So this is negativity, and that's the good news. So let's look at what your total, and then I'll talk about him in a second. Okay, so you have 97.2% total negativity. That's actually good. That's below average. this particular issue is 41% negativity. Now, so you would definitely benefit from level one, and I'm putting this page up now. I'll send an email when it's done. I've been saying that for like 6 months now, but I promise I really am. It's going to go pamraglin.com/level1. L-E-V-E. Okay, that's where you're going to find it. And like I said, you can find a call. I think the link is in there, or if it's not, we'll put it in there. You would really benefit from that. Now, once your negativity gets to about like as high as 41%, you're probably going to need to go to at least 2, if not level 3. I mean, honestly, everybody would be having all of it gone, but for some of you, you're not ready for that, or it's not, you know, feasible, or, you know, whatever, okay? So just keep in mind that the more negativity you have around an issue, what happens is this negativity gets all interconnected in your brain, and it starts attracting more and more and more stuff. Okay, so something just like started beeping. I don't know what that was. So, anyway, that's weird. I don't know what that was. Some Ustream video or something. Hold on a second. I just muted my computer. Okay, sorry about that. Noise and interruption. Okay, so it looks like maybe we. No, I saw the recording going. I don't know what that's all about. Okay. So that's what happens. And you would benefit from level one at least to level two. And then, you know, the higher numbers you go, the more and more negativity you're getting rid of. And so the less of these, like, fingers and toes, because all these issues tend to get interconnected because they're in your brain. So our brain's more like a matrix. It's not sort of going in order. So one thing reminds you of another thing reminds you of another thing. So that's how it works. So that's why it can be very difficult when you have an issue that's early on that has a lot of negativity, because it starts to get a lot of like fingers and toes into other areas of your life, so to speak. Okay, let's talk about the boyfriend for a second. Okay. I don't really, because he's not the one asking, it's not really like okay for me to delve into what's going on with him. But let me just say this. He's also operating from his own negativity. And so you've got your negativity going with his negativity, and you've got your dynamic going on, you've got his dynamic going on, and that's actually contributing to some of his anxiety. And I can help him with that also, with the thought shifting. Okay, so you might want to have... I know maybe you're keeping anonymous, but maybe when you take a look at the page, when I send that link out, or you could have him come listen to some of my calls, or you could send him to the page, or you know, or you can just work on yourself and see what happens. Now, the thing is, when you're in a relationship and you work on one half of the relationship, and the reason that you've attracted that person is because you want to heal this thing and you get rid of that thing, then sometimes the reason for that person is no longer there anymore, okay? So it's most helpful for both people to sort of learn and grow together. But frankly, most relationships split up because a gap exists in that growth process. What happens is one person is growing at a pace greater than the other person, and you know, eventually the gap gets larger and larger and larger, and then you can no longer stay in the relationship anymore. Okay, that's typically what happens. Okay, so I hope that that helps. Okay, let's see who else here. I'm just kind of going through like different questions here. Kind of, I try to pick some out that just sort of called to me and are representative. Talk about the split lighting, isn't it weird? It's like so yellow, huh? I think if you guys are watching me in the video, sort of changed to being yellow. I don't know what the heck that's all about. But that's okay. I have a yellow cast. Yay. Maybe it's my glow. Okay. I'm going to address this one for a second. This is a person named Peggy. Peggy is from Virginia. Okay. And I'm not partial to the United States. I just kind of take whoever gets. I do get questions from, I think, about like 80-something countries on my list now. So I will answer your question from anywhere. Let's see. Okay. Peggy is asking... about living our purpose. And what Peggy says is, if somebody has a small business, and being a mom, how do you focus to share my gifts? Okay. Now, let me tell you how pervasive this negativity is. I have a small business, and I'm a mom, and I'm sharing my gifts. So they're not, you can't share your gifts as a mom, as a small business owner, or really just as a mom. That is the negativity. Okay, so that's what I'm going to focus on. That's what I'm getting. Okay, for you, this is age two. Again, you've got a mom who's unfulfilled. And there's a lot of that going around. There's a lot of that going around now, but there's especially a lot of that going around in prior decades. Your mom is unfulfilled and really unhappy. I'm seeing her, you know, she reminds me a lot of my mom, kind of like crying, depressed. I don't know if you saw that, and you did see that. I don't know if you consciously realized you saw that, but crying, depressed. Like, she would do things where she didn't necessarily realize that you knew what was going on, but you did, because you were taking it all in. So crying, depressed, sad, but really unfulfilled. And really what I'm getting is that you have this, you got this from her. So I didn't mention it earlier. I always forget to talk about this part. But there's three ways that we basically take on this negativity, okay? The first way we take on the negativity is somebody actually says it to us. And up until the age of five, your thoughts, your brain waves are literally like under hypnosis, and you're taking everything in, okay? So you believe them. You don't even have a filter. This is why, honestly, I didn't used to think this was true, but it's really true. It really matters if you plop your kid in front of the TV or even the radio. I was listening to my son, my son's nine, the radio the other day, and I was listening to the words and the songs, and then I was listening to the beer commercial, and I'm like, sorry, Sawyer, that's inappropriate. And he's like, but Mom, I'm like, sorry, I've drawn the line. You cannot listen to that radio station. So you just have to, like, really be the filter for your kids. You really have to, because all these thoughts are going in, especially in the first 5 years, okay? So that's how you, someone tells you, you model behavior. You see it happening, which is what happened in your case. Or the third thing that happens is you make an assessment about it. So an example I always give is that my daughter, Sydney, when she was 2.5, she dropped this jar on the kitchen and broke it in a million pieces. And so as I cleaned it up, I didn't want to tell her, well, honey, it's okay. Everyone makes mistakes. And I didn't want to plant that idea in her head. So I said, okay, honey, it's okay. Sometimes people make mistakes. And she said, my friends don't make mistakes. And I was like, oh, my gosh, why would she even think that? Of course her friends make mistakes. So I said, sweetie, even your friends sometimes make mistakes. It's okay. So, you know, it's funny. She didn't have negativity around that issue, but she remembers it still. It's like, Mom, you remember I dropped the jar? So, you know, it's stuck in her memory, in her, you know, more forward memory bank. But she doesn't have any issues thinking she always makes mistakes or anything like that. So so that's what happened. You saw your mom, and you saw her being unfulfilled, and you got this idea that you then accepted. You took it in by watching her, that thought, oh, this is how it works. If I'm a mom, I can't be fulfilled. In fact, it's kind of almost like victim behavior. Like, I wouldn't really say there's a lot of victim to it. Okay, so the good news is, again, let's see, I do teach you about that in level one. That's a starting place, because if you've got that going on and you don't recognize it, you're definitely not going to be able to make a change, because it's really, that part's really up to you. So I explain all that. So let's look at your total negativity. Is 98.2%. So again, a little bit above average, but once you're at 97.4, what the heck? And then this particular issue is 52%. Okay, so that's really high. So definitely the same comments apply as before. You want to start at level one, which is pamragland.com/level1. And again, give me time to send that link out, because I'm not quite ready, but I'm hoping within the next day or two that changing that page has been like birthing a baby. So that's where you can start. That's your starting place. And but you're going to want to go at least a level two and probably more, okay, eventually to really fulfill. Now, the good news is the more shifting that you get, the more on purpose you become anyway. So since that's your desire, that actually is easy. You know, what happens is the negativity filters out the messages that you hear that are meant for you and filters out. It keeps you from being able to take action on those ideas. So that's weird. One of my computers is offline. But let's see, this one's still online, so I won't worry about it. Okay, so it keeps you from being able to take action on those ideas also, okay? So the negativity really, really gets in the way of you living on purpose, okay? So hopefully that helps, and let's see. Let's go on to the next one. The only bad thing is about being offline is it's not going to give me more questions. Let's see. Okay, I'm going to come back a little bit. Hello, it's trying. It's a little bit slow here. Give me a second here. Okay, here we go. Okay, let's see. Okay, I'm going to take this one. This is someone named Jack. I've been forgetting to check and see who's on the phone line. Let's see. I have to unmute you. Okay, we got some more. I don't have your phone number anyway. Never mind. Okay, you don't do your phone number? Can't see if you're there. Okay, this is someone named Jack, and Jack's in Vero Beach. And you know what? Just to let you know, some people have asked me this. If I answer your questions, if I end up answering them on, like, my blog or on my Facebook page, which if you want to go there, it's facebook.com/thoughtshifting, T-H-O-U-G-H-T, and then S-H-I-F-T-I-N-G, thoughtshifting. If I end up answering there, I won't give you any more information than what I'm giving now. So I'll just have, like, your name and your city. So don't worry that, you know, I'm going to be revealing, like, your, you know, if you're my Facebook friend or, you know, your information or your, you know, phone number or your, oh, yeah, Jack does have a phone number, actually, or your, you know, any your email or anything like that. I would never do that. Okay, so just so you know, rest assured. Let's see. Okay, I do not see. All right, cool. Okay, cool. All right, so, sorry. Jack says, I feel like I've got my foot on the gas and the brakes at the same time. What's holding me back? Okay. So let me explain a little bit about how this works, and then I will look at your specific negativity because it is negativity. Okay. So we always want to move forward. Our innate state is that we want to be powerful, we want to be on purpose, and we want to have peace. Okay, that's our innate state. Powerful, on purpose, and in peace. That's how we want to live. And free. We really, really want to be free. Okay? In fact, most of our desire for things like money is because what we really want is to be free. That's what we really want. We want what we believe money will buy us, which is freedom. Okay? So, we want those things. We innately want those things. So our nature is always trying to push us towards that. If you don't think you want those things, it looks like our crazy video camera just restarted. So, okay. We must be having some internet issues. All right, doggone it. Okay, anyway. If you don't think you want those things, that would be incorrect. Okay? You do want those things. Everybody wants those things. The only difference is whether you notice it or not. So, Jack, the fact that you're noticing that you have your foot on the gas and the brake at the same time, and if there's something holding you back, means you're becoming more aware of it. So that's a good thing. Now, one of the things that I always recommend to my clients, and I mean, I think everybody can benefit from this, is that you journal. And I think eventually with my boyfriend, we're going to be doing a class actually on journaling because I got him into this. And so I've been doing it for a long time. He's more of a newbie and will have this perspective. He's a guy, I'm a female. I've been able to help people really use this tool because it's a fabulous, fabulous tool for being able to identify messages that are coming your way, figuring out what's in your way, expressing your emotions, all kinds of stuff, wonderful benefits. You know, I recommend it to each of my clients starting at level one, and it's something that I do every day. As a single mom with two kids, I find the time to journal literally every day. okay? And so I kind of like walk you through that process and, you know, what I do and all that kind of thing. So the fact that you feel like you have your foot on the gas is because you get teaching. Like, the older you get, the more you really, really, really want to do what you came here to do, okay? So what's holding you back is negativity. So let's take a look at that. So this is age 4, okay? So what I'm seeing in age 4 has to do with bad energy, and I'm seeing that you tried something that failed. Okay, let me see if I can get more specific. I call it an experiment. For some reason, I feel like it has to do with a car, but it may be more like a wooden car. I'm not sure, but for some reason, there's something that has to do with a car in there. That's what I'm getting. And I'm seeing, like, you did something and you owe God and owe so much trouble. Okay. And you know what? As little boys do, trust me, I know because I have one. So you really didn't do anything out of any kind of malice or anything like that, but you made some, like, major mistake, big old problem thingy, and you got in trouble, okay? And when you got in trouble, the message that you took in was, I shouldn't try. It's bad to try. Okay, let me just be very specific about this. The message is, bad things happen when I try. Okay, that's what you got. So, although you consciously want to go forward and move forward and do what you need to do, because we all want that, your subconscious is saying, hey, you know what? If I go to do that, bad things happen. And I guarantee you that you've repeated this pattern in your life over and over and over. You know, that's something to say about all these patterns. When you have this negativity, guaranteed, especially when you're getting into like the 30s and the 40s and the 50s percents of this particular issue. And what tends to happen is, like, when you guys ask me these questions, you just kind of innately know to ask the right thing to where I get to that really root cause issue. Because you go back to that analogy of the target. You don't want to go work around all those rings forever. You want to go right to the middle. When you do that, it's small and effortless. We cleared a lot of stuff at one time, and you can really, really make progress, okay? So that's what I'm getting, is that bad things happen when you try, and that this is a pattern that you've seen repeat. It's not just around your purpose, that you've seen this repeatedly in your life. I'm getting that this has come up in, like, relationships, for example. This has come up at work. This has come up in hobbies. It's really kind of made you, it's really limited you, like, really, really limited you, okay? Limited what your growth and what you've tried. I'm going to cry. I can really feel it. Okay. So, let's see how this is affecting you. So your total negativity, so this is something we definitely want to get rid of for you. Your total negativity is 98.9%, so we're getting up there. But again, when it's 97.4, you know, what the heck. I keep on wanting to put it all in relative perspective. This issue is 63% of all your negativity. So this is a huge issue for you. So you really are feeling it. And you know what happens is you start getting this urge because we just want to heal. Like, we want to go back to that state where we're on purpose and we're powerful and we're at peace and we have our freedom. We want to go back to that state. So the more and more and more that we're on this planet, like, and actually the kids now that are coming in, they're kind of more advanced and they want it earlier. It's like they're not content. Like, we were to sort of put up with it for as long as we were. Either they're kind of going into phases there, because actually the teenagers are more negatively conditioned than the adults. So their average is 97.8%. But they're either like in two categories, like they're really, really like messed up, like they're the ones doing the school shootings and stuff like that, or they're over here and they're really, really, really wanting to move forward. Okay, so definitely you're going to want to go to the thought shifting level 1, which is Pam, going to be pamraglin.com/level1, L-E-V-E-L and the number 1. And then my name, Pam, P-A-M, and then Ragland, R-A-G-L-A-N-D. Okay, but you're probably going to want to end up going all the way to level 4. So I'm just going to let you know. That doesn't mean that you can't get any relief at level 1. You most certainly will. But again, the more negativity that you have, the more and more and more you're going to want to have freed, because it's got all these fingers and toes all over the place. Okay? Yeah, I'm making good progress tonight, but... answering questions. Cool. Let me go find some more. Let's see here. Okay, I'm going to answer this question next. This one's from someone named Bonnie, and Bonnie is in Littleton. Littleton must be Colorado. I should just ask you for your state. I know it's easier. I just kind of like to have a vague idea of where you guys are from. That way, when you're answering your question, you know, it's not like Bonnie from the United States or whatever. Just to kind of give you an idea so you know your questions. Okay, whoops. So, let's see. Looks like it's... All right, so let's see. I'm going to go back and kind of start again because I can see that this crazy recording has started itself again. So the question I'm answering is from Bonnie, and Bonnie's in Littleton, which I know is, I believe it's Colorado. Okay. All right. Okay. So, and Bonnie's question says, I want to reach my goal of writing a bestseller. This is really restarting itself tonight. Sorry about that, guys. Something funky going on with the internet. You know, I had the guy out here. But anyway, well, that's another story. Okay. All right, so... So let me look at this in pieces. Okay, now... The first thing that came to mind when I kind of tuned into your question, when things are a matter of timing, so just keep in mind... It doesn't mean that you shouldn't start or do anything, but keep in mind timing exists. So, for example, I started writing a parenting book maybe like 6 years ago, but honestly, I'm still learning how to be a parent with my kids, so am I ready to put that book out yet? Not so sure. Even though I've immediately come here with parenting skills I came to this planet with, which is my level 4 quantum Tasha team, he was 2, and he's so normal that it took them until he was 8.5 to identify it. He just doesn't communicate like other kids. The autism from the district came out and said, you know what, she's got 100 kids, and he communicates differently than all of those kids. So he's just like way more normal, but sometimes it crops up. Okay, so let's see. It does not complete. So there is a matter of timing, but I am getting that there is something that's holding me back. And again, negativity, of course. H3, see what I mean? As I said, 61% of your lifetime thoughts are there by the time you're 5. It is a great likelihood that the root cause of something really, really in your way is going to come in those first 5 years. That's how why you even started measuring that in the first place, because that's what I was finding. Okay, so your negativity, what did I say, was H3. Okay. I'm seeing someone tell you that to be quiet, that you don't have anything important to say. Now, okay, let me put that in context. They didn't tell you that you didn't have anything important to say. They gave you the impression that your words didn't matter, okay? And you took it. And this, like, kind of like poo-pooing you like you're a kid and blah, 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 you know, what does she know kind of thing. What does she know? I think someone actually said that to you. And you took it. You made it be that you don't have anything to say. So remember how I said how we get the negativity. Someone says it to us. We see someone else do it. We take it in ourselves. This is kind of a combination. You got the idea that you don't have anything important to say. So it's really hard to write a book and put a book out there when on one level your soul yearns to do your purpose and what it is you came here to do, and on the other hand you've got this negativity telling you you don't have anything important to say. Okay? So let's look at your negativity. You can see the conflict and how this negativity really just hampers our life. You're 97.5% total negativity in this issue. It's 43%. Okay, so again, You've got a lot. Okay, so I'm going to refer you to the Thought Shifting Level 1, so pamragland.com/level1. Again, thanks for my email. If you all are on listening to this call, you'll get the email. If you're listening to, like, the podcast, then give it a little bit of time. Okay, /level1. But you're probably going to want to go to, for sure, level 2 and likely past that, okay? What happens is a lot of people, once they get into it and then, you know, they experience level 1 and notice the difference and go to level 2, then, you know, there's a subset of people that just want to keep going. And so there isn't a person on this planet that can't benefit. The only question is whether or not it's the right time for you as far as the change that and your change and, you know, your own time and your own resources and all that kind of thing. Okay. So, Bonnie, I hope that helps you. There is a bestseller in everyone. Interestingly, I do believe that as you uncover part of this struggle, that will also crazy things are starting again. As you uncover, Bonnie, some of the struggle, that will also help you in terms of what it is that you want to write. Okay? I don't know how many videos we're having, but Lisa's not dropping people out of the chat room. That's so weird. But my technical guy has to paste together, and it's kind of crazy. Okay, so let's see. Let me go back to... make sure I keep that open. Okay, let's see. Another... Thinking my other computer that I put all these questions kind of slow because it's trying to get the email. It's not coming through. Okay, let's see. We're going to trudge on and just kind of check in the time. I'll answer a few more questions. Actually, we're doing pretty well today. Let's see here. Okay. Nicole, to answer your question. Nicole's in France. Okay. And let's, again, if you guys are, like, on the chat, too, you can always pop up and say hi if I'm answering your question. You want a permanent, you want to, okay, you want a permanent, intimate, loving relationship, and you're a coach and you help others, okay? Now, what's interesting is, you know what, we tend to teach what we want to most learn ourselves. So the fact that you're a coach is because you're just like, this is what you want to learn about and you've been going to school for it. And it doesn't always mean that that's your profession. Like sometimes it's that you've had a lot of experiences. If you're learning about relationships, you might have dated a lot of different people, for example. So all of that is not, I always say, either good or bad, it just is. Okay, so we can't really put any judgment on whether or not that's good or bad. Just either good or bad, it just is. Okay, now, I'm going to change this thing because I'm not so yellow. Sorry. Everyone's probably getting a glimpse of the video and think, yikes, I'm going to get this yellow. All right, so you're learning about that. Okay, get negativity. Page 3, okay. See your mom. And I always say mom energy, because sometimes there is another person in our presence who's kind of more like a mom, but so just bear that in mind when I say mom energy. Also, time is kind of fuzzy, so when I say like 3, it's always like around 3. It doesn't mean it's going to be like 6. It's never going to be that far off, but it could be like 3.5, almost 4, you know, 2, almost 3, you know, that kind of thing. Like it's around that age, okay? All right, so mom, I'm seeing really both your parents disconnected. So they're not like emotional people. They're kind of like rigid, if that's the way that I want to put it, formal. They kind of grown up in like a very formal kind of home. what I'm seeing is that they felt they were being loving parents, but they didn't realize they weren't giving you love. Okay, so two things. You have an idea that you don't deserve to be loved, somehow you decided that this was your fault. So, of course, based on that, you're going to attract someone who is not going to really love you, okay? The other thing is you just really never learned how, okay? You know, model relationships, so you never learned how. So that's what you're trying to do with your coaching business. You're trying to learn how. But this negativity is in your way. And so it doesn't really matter how much you learn, because the underneath driving force is always going to be this idea that you don't deserve to be loved. Okay? So we need to get rid of that. So you're 97.1 total negativity. So that's good. That's less than average. And this issue. Is 40% of all your negativity. So, again, I'm going to say for you for sure, thought shifting level 1 and most likely level 2. So it's at pamreglanderwillbe.com/level1, L-E-V-E-L, and then the number 1. And then once you're in level 1, then you know, you learn how to have access to level 2 and so forth, okay? You might need to go a little bit higher. But what you want to do is just get rid of that negativity that is basically repelling the relationship that you want. So it's this deep desire to be connected because you really didn't have that kind of connection. You feel that gap. And you also see the possibility. And so part of why you're doing the work that you're doing, which actually is the right work for you right now, by the way, is because you're feeling that gap and you're wanting to fill it and you're wanting to learn about it. So that part's all good. But this negativity, you know, it's in the subconscious rules. It is what attracts for us, so it's what's running the show. So the only way to really be free of that is to get rid of that. Okay, I'm going to take one more, and then I'm going to see, well, let's see. Okay, I decided to take lots of, we have lots of relationship things today. It must be the relationship day. Okay. So this is Patty. And Patty's in Maine. Okay. Here's the United States. Now, the other thing I want to say about relationships is that, you know, a lot of times what happens is we've got half people, right? And then we've got these two half people who try to come together and make a whole because we're operating from the same negativity, and two halves still make two halves. So we come together, we're thinking that we're trying to make a whole person, and the truth is we're each still needing to get our other half filled up, okay? So the only way that it really, really works is to be whole. And, you know, it's interesting, my boyfriend that I'm seeing now, as we started seeing each other and having some conflict, you know, I get all this divine guidance and I kept being told, Pam, you got to shift him. Pam, you got to shift him. Pam, you got to shift him. This is going to keep coming up till you shift him. So it's really amazing to see actually as we settled into this relationship how cool it really is when you have two people that are coming together that are two wholes. Okay, it really is a completely different experience, but that's very few people, and it's very few people because of all this negativity. So the first thing that I'm going to tell you, Patty, is don't blame yourself. Because what's happening is, yes, it's restarting again. Okay, so I'm going to kind of start again. So the first thing I'm going to tell you, Patty, is don't blame yourself. Okay, so yes, you've attracted this person into your life because of the law of attraction, or these four people, all these relationships. Then that's how it works, right? You attracted all of them. But you're also trying to heal that, okay? So as much as you were a half attracting this, they were also the half too. So really, you know, it takes two halves to tango, so to speak, okay? So you've been married. All right, so what you're saying is, let's see, let me go back here because I closed my, close the thing. Married 4 times, divorced 3. Okay, good. So that must mean you're still married now, and you're not happy. But you're not happy in the current marriage. And you know, wherever we go, there we are. I'm saying, financial situation. Okay. Smoker, I didn't get all the rest of this part. You have COPD. You know better than to smoke. By the way, my mom died at 66 because of smoking. She had a stroke, smoking and drugs. Okay, I'm going to give you a few tools here. Let's see. And you're terrified to quit. Okay, isn't that stupidity? Okay. Or isn't that stupid? Don't judge yourself. You know what? I wrote a book about addiction, so let me give you that first, okay? And I have, like, a few other little things around addictions, because I, like I said, what I found out is that by accident, I'm helping people with addictions, because when you get rid of what drives your behavior in that subconscious, what's happening with addictions is you're using it as a coping mechanism to cover up the pain. When you get rid of the pain, then it's so much easier to be free of your addiction. But the truth is, if you don't have that coping mechanism, you're going to need another one to get rid of what drives the behavior in the first place. This is why, you know, a lot of times people go to things like AA and they start smoking, okay? Bill W., who started AA, was a sex addict. Okay, so you're trading one addiction for another. What you really want to do is get free of the thing in the first place. So that's getting to the root cause of it. The addiction website is the number seven, WHYS of addiction.com. The7WhysOfAddiction.com. And that's the book that I wrote about addiction. Tells you it's an e-book. Right now, although it's really big and you put it into a regular book. But anyway, right now it's an e-book. It's available in Kindle format also. But it explains why addiction happens, okay? So now setting that aside, let me give you a resource for the finances. I have a free set of money videos. That's the number 5, money, M-O-N-E-Y, secrets.com. Okay, so you can go there for the finances. Okay. All right. So the fact that you've got this, you know, don't be judging yourself for the fact that you've got this coping mechanism that's kind of getting in your way. There's actually something on the money CD that will help you with to stop judging yourself so harshly also. It's neither good nor bad, it just is. That's what I like to say. Neither good nor bad, it just is. So it is what it is. Okay. And now let's look at what's happening with the marriage. Negativity around that. I really get that. I don't know if you have like an addictive parent, but I see that you were looking for someone to save you. But what happens is, ironically enough, you end up saving them. And you're doing what I call caretaking. I'm really seeing at least one addictive parent. Both. So I keep tuning in and kind of seeing both of them having their own issues. Okay, so basically you were not cared for. You're not cared for emotionally. Sometimes physically, although most of your basic needs were met, but sometimes not really, okay? And so not always. And you really grew up with this huge lack, and you're looking for someone to save you, so you're trying to attract someone to save you. But because you have this idea that I can't take care of myself, that's the idea. That's the negativity. Because you really were never taught to take care of yourself. You weren't allowed to take care of yourself. And you really didn't get the skills. So you're gonna attract somebody that proves to you that you still can't take care of yourself. And they're not going to take care of you. Okay? I hope this makes sense. All right, so it's definitely negativity. And you can definitely benefit. So let's look at your negativity here. And this is a complex situation, really, really common with addictions, that we have this dynamic. Also, one more thing I want to mention. I'm getting that then the dynamic that's created out of that is that you then are then caretaking, which is kind of like enabling, because it's a way to try to get someone to say, hey, pay attention to me, I want you to take care of me, so I'll take care of you, for you to take care of me, but by the way, their end of the deal is not happening. And I do have a home study on that too. It's HTTP, you don't need all that part. It's pamragland.com/stop caretaking. It's caretaking, and then now. Okay? So take a look at that also. That may help you. You see what calls out to you most of those different things. And, let's look at the negativity now. You're at 98.7, so again, above average, but, you know, when average is so high, what the heck? Okay, this particular issue, though, is going to be probably high. Yeah, you've got 69% of your negativity in this issue. So this is something where eventually you're going to want to get shifted at level 4. So it's, you know, when it's available, pamragland.com/level1, L-E-V-E-L, and the number 1. But keep in mind that you probably are going to want to look at, if you can, going to level 4, okay? So I hope that's helpful. Checking the time. I'm doing pretty good on questions. Maybe one more. And then we're going to, then I'll see what divine info my pals have, and I'll do some healing for you. Huh. Okay. I like this question. No idea what I was going to get. This is Sarah. And, okay. It is restarting again, so we'll... There we go. Okay. You know what's weird is it's kind of restarting on every question in a way that's helping us. Okay. So this is Sarah. Sarah's in Georgia. And Sarah asked about pain after mastectomy. Muscle pain and muscle tightness after mastectomy. Now, everything that's manifested in our body, disease, is the result of negativity, okay? Only about 50% of what happens is environmental. So I'm not sure why you had the mastectomy, although I've got an idea that probably it was related to something like cancer. So I want to kind of go down that road with you for a few minutes. I want to talk about the caretaking. Because what I find is that whenever women have issues, specifically that have to do with any of your reproductive organs, okay, whether it's breast cancer, whether it's ovarian cancer, whether it's excess bleeding, whether it's excess PMS, you know, things like that, but you want to look at whether or not you're doing caretaking. So I'm going to refer you back to that caretaking self-study, first of all, to take a look at, okay? And these days I'll do, I was going to do it called a breast cancer pack. It kind of goes along with that in one of my books. But this is pamragland.com/stop caretaking now. And caretaking is caretaking. So stop caretaking now. So let's get to the underlying cause, because what happens is we're basically giving up our energy, and the more we do that, the more it depletes us, the more it depletes us, the more it shows. And for women, it tends to show in reproductive areas, okay? So I have a sense that you do have negativity around this issue in a couple different ways. So let's take a look at that. Okay, the first thing is you're 3 years old again. Your mom is a big caretaker. Remember, you learn by modeling, seeing what other people do. What someone tells you, or the ideas that you come up with yourself as a child, which is not the same as we do it as an adult. The way we look at things as a kid is not the same as we would as an adult. But your mom was a big caretaker, and you basically modeled that. So was her mom, by the way. So what caretaking means is that you're taking care of someone else at your expense and or at their expense. And I really see you kind of like take care of everybody, like your family, your friends, like if you do any kind of job, like you're just like taking care of everybody, and it's killing you. Literally killing you. Okay, so that's what we want to kind of turn around. Now, That's the underneath. That's what's underneath. And then I'm going to talk about the muscles in a second. You're at 98.2% of total negativity in this issue. It's 51%. So again, you're going to want to decide this. What happens is when we have got this hidden negativity driving our behavior, and even when we're aware of the fact that we're caretaking, we still find ourselves doing it because it's just like an addiction or anything else. You're automatically doing the behavior. And then afterwards, you kind of beat yourself up and say, oh, my gosh, why did I do that? So the first thing is to be aware. But the second thing is then to deal with what's driving the behavior in the first place. You really want to shift that because when you're caretaking, you're giving up your energy. Your energy is your power. So if you imagine that your energy, your power is like the water in a glass, you're depleting it all the time. When you deplete it, you don't have it for yourself. And so that this is the dynamic that creates disease. Okay, but in women, it's like this huge epidemic of caretaking and giving up our power. We've kind of been used to for a while now, the men being in charge and giving up our power. Sorry, no offense to the men, but it's really just true. And, that dynamic's needing to change, okay? So the only way to change it is to take your power back, which means taking your energy back. Okay, it starts with that. So, really, you just have the idea that it's supposed to be this way. It's the woman's job. That's what I'm getting. And that is not serving you. Okay, so 51% of your negativity is wrapped up in this issue. You can take a calm /level 1 for the thought shifting. Okay, but again, you're going to want to probably ideally for you level 4 is what's going on with you. But before that, now let's talk about your muscles for a second. Okay. I also, so two things happen. One is that scar tissue forms. And the other thing that happens is that the issue still tries to settle in that area. So besides the thought shifting, I'm going to prescribe to you the journaling that I talked about earlier. You would benefit a lot from just like doing what I call a brain dump and getting all your thoughts out on paper. Just writing. This is bugging me. Looks like the thing's starting again. Okay, so back to the journaling. Like just journaling, like getting all your thoughts out on paper, saying, like this is bugging me, that sort of thing. And just really write. Because there's a lot of things right now that you're not expressing and you're really holding it in, and you're holding it in your body, and that's part of what you're feeling and noticing with the muscles. And then the other thing is the scar tissue, and there are things that can be done about that, like exercises. You need to ask your doctor about how to prevent scar tissue. Okay? It looks like the thing just started again. Okay, so ask your doctor. This restarting thing is driving me nuts. Ask your doctor about how to prevent the scar tissue. And that there's some exercises that you can do. And then the last thing is, you really have just got a great deal of grief over this issue, okay? So again, the journaling will help with that. You know what? You feel how you feel, and there's nothing wrong with it. So it's okay to feel that way and have grief over losing a part of your body. Okay, all right, I hope that helps. Okay, I'm giving the video a chance to restart again, whatever opinion is it's doing. Okay, actually kind of lining up almost perfectly with my questions, and it's weird to do that at first, but that's all right. Okay. Now I want to go into the divine info part. So that's all the questions for today. I want to go into the divine info. And then I also want to I'm going to do the healing at the end, okay? I have a hard stop because my kids come home with their dads. All right, so what I'm being shown is that it is significant that I chose to postpone this call to today, which is May Day. May Day is a time of renewal, and what's happening is the energy is shifting on the planet, and it's shifting in a big way. And a lot of you who are listening to the sound of my voice right now, either directly or on the recording, are feeling the shift. And it feels like some restlessness and it feels like you're uneasy, but it also feels like you're uncertain. There's a level of uncertainty. And the way to get from uncertainty to certainty is to get clarity. And the way to get clarity is to remove what is in your way. So use the tools of the journal, take advantage of the thought shifting. Although I'm getting it, there are those of you that are on the call who believe that you're very, very conscious, but you don't recognize how unconscious you really are. That there really is stuff that's driving the show that is not conscious to you, and it's actually inhibiting you not only being here and doing what you came here to do, but helping the planet. There are those of you that are listening right now who are here to help the planet, and this is getting in the way of you being able to help the planet. This is a really message to the healers. Some of you are stuck in your ego. Some of you think that you're more conscious than you are. Some of you are, if I don't know about it, it doesn't exist. And some of you just feel like the chaos is too much and you just want to kind of like scoot out. And trust me, I've been there, okay? So the message that's being brought forth to you is to let you know that there is a way to bring yourself back into balance, to help you tune in more to the planet, to help you recognize what's going on, to help you have more clarity around your direction. And this is your opportunity to be able to plug into that, okay? And again, the shifting really helps with that. Back to me is that, you know, I can truly say that I'm way, way more intuitive. You can't help but be more intuitive and more on purpose when you get rid of negative stuff that's driving your behavior. Okay. So I hope that that doesn't seem like chaos, because, you know, there's a, even though it seems like going on, I think because the crazy things are starting again. So, crazy. Okay, so even though it seems like there's so many things going on and there's so much chaos, there's really like a method to this madness that a lot of people can't see. There's a divine order to what's actually happening right now. We have to break down to what's going on. So I hope that that helps. Okay, now I'm going to do healing for all of you. So what I want you to do is I want you to close your eyes, and this is something, it's not like the shifting, it's something that's temporary, but you know, you may feel it. I'm going to give you some protection. So I want you to close your eyes, unless you're driving heavy, driving or operating heavy machinery, I forget to say. And even on the recording or even on the video, you'll still experience the healing. You'll still feel it. Those of you who are in need of it will feel it. Okay, cool. You can listen to it as many times as you want to get that healing. By the way, I also have a call about like the radiation from Japan. That is still kind of a problem, so feel free to listen to that call anytime you want to. And I kind of actually go through on that one and do a healing where I'm removing the radiation. Okay. All right. Okay, so that is it for tonight. Look for an email from me, I promise. This page is actually just about done. I don't know why it's been so hard. I know, because everything is changing. It's really hard for me to let go of you guys and doing everything as a group. And, you know, it's, you know, that it wasn't hard to do it remotely, but, you know, going to the home study thing, I won't get as much feedback from you, so it's kind of hard. But I know it's the next step in my path. So, all right, so I hope that this has been helpful to you. I look forward to being able to serve you. I invite you to come and let me support you if there is a way that I can help you. And I wish you the best and have a really great night. Alrighty, bye.
This has been Pam Raglan. I want to thank you for joining me on this innovative series of calls. I hope you've learned something new and valuable that you can take away and pass on to your friends and family. If you'd like to ask me about your own situation or just listen in to learn more about what gets in your way, you can go to my website at www.askpamraglan.com. That's www and then the word ask, A-S-K, and then my name, Pam Ragland, which is P-A-M and then R-A-G-L-A-N-D.com. If you'd like to pass it on to your friends and family members, if they have questions or situations that they need help with, or they might just benefit from listening in, feel free to do that as well. If you'd like more information on thought shifting, you can go directly to my Level 2 program website, which is at www.pamraglan.com/level2. That's pamraglan.com /, the word level, L-E-V-E-L, and then the number 2. So please tell your loved ones, friends, and family members about the call. And thanks again for joining me, and have a wonderful day.